It is certainly true that Pluto doesn't act much like the other planets. Not only is it runty and obscure, but it is so variable in its motions that no one can tell you exactly where Pluto will be a century hence. Whereas the other planets orbit on more or less the same plane, Pluto's orbital path is tipped, as it were, out of alignment at an angle of 17 degrees, like the brim of a hat tilted rakishly on someone's head. Its orbit is so irregular that for substantial periods on each of its lonely circuits around the Sun, it is closer to us than Neptune is. For most of the 1980s and 1990s, Neptune was in fact the solar system's most far-flung planet. Only on February the 11th, 1999, did Pluto return to the outside lane, there to remain for the next 228 years. So if Pluto really is a planet, it is certainly an odd one. It is very tiny, just 0.25% as massive as Earth. If you set it down on top of the United States, it would cover not quite half the lower 48 states. This alone makes it extremely anomalous. It means that our planetary system consists of 4 rocky inner planets, 4 gassy outer giants, and a tiny, solitary ice ball. Moreover, there is every reason to suppose that we may soon begin to find other, even larger, icy spheres in the same portion of space. Then we will have problems. After Christie spotted Pluto's moon, astronomers began to regard that section of the cosmos more attentively, and as of early December 2002 had found over 600 additional trans-Neptunian objects, or Plutinos, as they are alternatively called. One, dubbed Varuna, is nearly as big as Pluto's moon. Astronomers now think there may be billions of these objects. The difficulty is that many of them are awfully dark. Typically, they have an albedo or reflectiveness of just 4%, about the same as a lump of charcoal. And, of course, these lumps of charcoal are about 4 billion miles away.